After years of planning and construction, followed by months of testing and delays, it's clear that there was a great deal of pent-up curiosity and demand waiting for this. A free-to-all-comers series of get-acquainted rides back and forth between Rohnert Park and the Marin Civic Center.
We've been excited watching the development of the train, excited to see what it's really like.
Dana Mellon was savoring the South County scenery along with her sons, Jacob, and his big brother, Tyler.
We live in Petaluma, so I kind of like seeing that because there were different views from the actual road.
And it hadn't taken long for the family to begin thinking about their next smart trip.
Yeah, we were just talking about that, taking our bikes on the train and taking the ferry to San Francisco. Be fun.
Right now, shuttle buses will be connecting smart passengers from downtown San Rafael to the Larkspur Ferry Terminal, but the contract to extend the rails that additional 2.2 miles was announced last week, with the work due to be done in early 2019. Many of the passengers on the standing room only ride had been waiting for this opportunity for a long time. But for Sean Hogue of Santa Rosa, it was a spur-of-the-moment thing.
We actually got a phone call from my mother-in-law, and she had actually done the 8 a.m. trip, and she told us, and we thought it sounded like a good idea, so I made some quick adjustments to my schedule, and we hurried down here. It was absolutely worth it. It was neat. The morale was good. Everybody was very excited, and it was fun to just talk about it with everybody.
His partner, Kalila Nosker, didn't require much persuading.
It was great. I mean, I love train systems, and I think it's about time that we've got one in Sonoma County and Marin County, and just in the U.S. in general.
Don Leslie, a retiree from Novato, was enjoying the alternative to driving on Highway 101.
It's very comfortable, and I'm not having to look out for people cutting me off or sudden stops on the freeway, and I'm hoping that the success of this will cut down the automobile traffic at 101.
He doesn't expect to be a regular rider, but Leslie does foresee occasional trips to Santa Rosa.
If so, it would be to go up to Santa Rosa Airport. That seems to be something that might be a good way to air travel as opposed to SFO.
Half a car length away, Emily Anzelk of Petaluma was introducing her two young sons to the railroad experience.
Well, they've never been on a train before, so we thought it'd be fun. They like going over the water so far. That's the favorite part. Oh, more water.
But for Paul McQuaid, this trip felt like a sort of homecoming.
I really liked it because I worked on this railroad for over 25 years. And so getting to see the old background is all right, riding down there. I wish we'd gone into downtown San Rafael, walked uptown and gotten something to eat.
That'll be part of their next trip, suggested his wife Linda, possibly soon.
That was great. Nice, clean, smooth, and get to see the back of everything, the houses, and it was nice.
But for delayed gratification, how about half a lifetime? That was the wait for Madison, a three-year-old from Petaluma who was riding with her grandmother, Carlotta Tovar.
One time we were downtown Novato, and the train was on display there, and we got on. And she sat down and she goes, when are we going to move? So I said, no, we're going to have to wait. So today's the day. Every time she would hear a whistle blow, she would go, can we get on the train? Can we get on the train? So here we are on the train.
So we had to ask, Madison, what do you think?
I like it.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.